Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. Well, today we'll be talking about the blessing of the bees. Now, by the bees, I don't mean those buzzing, four-winged, hairy insects that bring us the blessing of honey or the curse of a painful, if not life-threatening, sting. I'm talking about the blessing of bee vitamins, eight of them to be exact. And by the time the program's done, you'll know what a blessing B vitamins are, because you'll learn how important each one is and the serious consequences if you don't have enough of them in your system. There's about 40 vitamins, minerals, and other dietary elements that your body needs but cannot manufacture in sufficient amounts. We call these essential vitamins and minerals. These essential vitamins and minerals work together to help keep the billions of cells in our bodies healthy, growing, and reproducing. Remember, your bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. It takes way, way, way too much faith to believe that this kind of complexity evolved even over millions of years. Anyway, if you have a diet that doesn't provide you with these essential vitamins and minerals, or if for whatever reason you lack the right amounts of them in your bodily system, well, eventually there's going to be some upset to your body's delicate internal balance, or there's going to be some breakdown in the chemical processes, we call this metabolism, necessary for your body to function well. And the eight B vitamins are absolutely critical for your body to function well. They're essential for your body to break down carbohydrates into glucose. That's the substance that gives your body energy. They're also essential for the breakdown of fats and proteins, which helps your body's nervous system to function normally. And that's why B-complex vitamins are often recommended, especially for those of you who are on vegetarian or vegan diets. I see a lot of B vitamins come from beef and pork and poultry and fish, as you're soon going to find out. The particular challenge with B vitamins is that they are water-soluble. Now, that means that they're excreted in the urine and can be quickly depleted from your body. In fact, depleted before you know it, because B vitamins are not stored in your body, at least in appreciable amounts. And because they can be depleted from your body rather quickly, it's important that you get those blessed Bs by a good diet and, in many cases, by vitamin supplements. So on today's HealthWise, we're going to give you an overview of the eight B vitamins, what they do, what happens if you don't have them in your system, and how you can get them. I would suggest that you may want to take some notes on this one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there, in their well-stocked nutrition department, you'll meet Rachel, 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. Rachel is our guest again today on HealthWise, and we invite you to call her with your questions about B vitamins. Now, the call-in number, if you want to be on the air, 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. And you can even text your question. Some of you prefer that. Put the number under HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. HealthWise text number, 516-367-0391. But for now, Rachel, let's talk about the blessing of the bees. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bill.
Oh, great.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I had my bees too this morning. Hey, let's go over the eight B vitamins. Let me mention them. You tell us about them, okay? We'll start with...
I'll try.
All right, there you go. B1, that is commonly called thiamine. Talk to us about that first blessed B.
Well, thiamine is essential for the production of energy in the body. And interestingly enough, if you have problems with their digestion, like if you don't have the proper balance of healthy probiotics in your diet and whatever, you will have a hard time utilizing thiamine, which is something I recently learned about maybe over the last month. Its primary action is in the small intestine. So people who also, by the way, don't get enough thiamine from lentils, whole grains, pork, red meats, which you just mentioned in your intro, you need those things to get B vitamins a lot of times that a lot of people don't eat anymore. So many people won't eat pork at all, and red meat especially, also bad. You can get it from brewer's yeast and nuts and sunflower seeds, which I like. Sunflower seeds are great. And it's interesting, peas, cauliflower, spinach. You know, there's lots of great ways to get enough of it. If you don't, most likely you will not. If you don't, you will not need to supplement if you have a healthy diet. But if you don't, you can actually get very sick. There is a very well-known condition called beriberi.
Oh.
That comes from not having enough thiamine.
Yeah.
Tell us about muscular skeletal musculoskeletal pain. That's how it's defined. And eventually, you know, the body stoops and bends, and it's horrible. Horrible. So we need to make sure we get enough Bs.
So with thiamine, you mentioned something, Rachel, that we're supposed to have with it so that it works well in our system?
You just need to make sure that your digestion is tip-top.
Oh, I see.
And
okay.
I know that you're into your apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to get some healthy probiotic stuff into you. If you want to eat some yogurt, that's also good. If you want to take a probiotic, that's always good by me. But, you know, you can do it with diet, but it's important to have healthy flora in your intestines to help you utilize riboflavin.
The matter of probiotics, I think that was actually one of the first HealthWise programs that we did.
Yeah.
And that would be available in our archives at sermonaudio.com. Okay, so thiamine. We're going to be – brewer's yeast comes up a lot, Rachel. Talk to us a little bit about brewer's yeast. That was in the old days,
yeast.
You know, they used to recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fantastic for you in every way. Because of its great concentration of vitamins – it's used, you know, in the health food business probably since the 1920s or even before, as like a miracle thing that you take for like winter immunity. When everyone else is getting a cold, if you take your brewer's yeast, you won't get a cold.
Now this is not the same kind of yeast that you get in little packets when you're baking bread.
This is a powder, and it actually is not horrible tasting. People utilize it in cooking sometimes.
Yeah, something we should develop. Okay, so B1 is thiamine. Now, B2 is riboflavin. Talk to us about riboflavin.
Well, over and over again, you're going to hear me say, anybody who does their research will come upon, the B vitamins are essential in the production of energy, and you also mentioned that it helps us to break down our food into the glucose necessary to feed ourselves.
Okay.
So you can get riboflavin from many different sources. Fortified cereals, fortified milk, eggs. It's hard to just get it from a diet that is not fortified, though, so which makes me wonder.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder, what are we doing to our food? But there's also, you can get it from beef, again, which no one wants to eat anymore. Sorry. I mean, I like beef. I have it occasionally. I'm not saying anything against it, but, I mean, a lot of people won't eat it. Spinach and broccoli, always great. The dark green veggies, always the best way to get things. And one of the ways you can tell that you are riboflavin deficient, which is rare, by the way, it's rare to be riboflavin deficient, B2 deficient, is if you have that chronic chapping in the corners of your mouth.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Back on the fortified, I kind of wonder if there's all the nutrition in the grains and the milk and the orange juice.
Well, wonders.
What does it mean that they fortify it?
Well, we do so much to food to make it safe, really. I mean, you know, I don't want to just attack, and everyone is always so dark on all that stuff, and I don't like to get into it too much. We do so much to food to make it, you know, less on the shelf and to not have any dangerous bacteria and stuff in it, which I understand. We don't want to poison people with the food that we sell either, but it tends to remove some of the nutrients.
Yeah, okay.
And
bottom line,
you know, other
is,
than living on an organic farm and getting everything fresh from the fields,
Bottom line is we should look for things to say fortified with and then check.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a few more to go here in the blessing of the bees. Okay,
B3. I think we're at niacin.
Yeah, niacin. See, a lot of you don't realize we see these names, thiamine, niacin, and so on. Thiamine's B1, riboflavin's B2. Niacin is B3. Talk to us about niacin.
Well, niacin is, in its many I get to use a fancy word, myriad forms, the hot B vitamin.
Yeah.
Certainly of the year 2017 and probably going on into the year 2020. I actually have some stuff that I wrote. I jotted down because there's so much going on. But niacin as niacin, and then as niacinamide, which is a form of flesh-free niacin, and nicotinamide riboside, which is something that I'm going to give you a couple of like really important pieces of information about. It's such an important part of the B complex. Without it, we can become extremely ill. We can get something called pellagra, which is very bad. It results in dermatitis, diarrhea, and dementia, and eventually death. So we obviously need to make sure we get enough niacin. We can get it from many different sources. My own personal feeling is that, and we just discussed this, with the general diet in our country and pretty much worldwide, it would be good to supplement with some form of niacin. Flush Free is easier to use, and it has fantastic benefit as niacinamide for the skin. Many doctors in the U.S., and I believe in Europe as well, are recommending 500 milligrams of niacinamide twice a day for people who are having chronic skin cancer issues.
Interesting.
The minor skin cancer and also even the more serious.
Yeah.
So
why
is there ever a minor skin cancer? But you know what I'm saying, the ones that are easily dealt with and even the more serious. It makes our skin protect itself.
Yeah, you mentioned the non-flush type. I've taken niacin, and you get this the flush in your face, kind of a little rush of heat.
That's
there.
Extremely.
What's that?
That one is great to take for your heart.
Okay.
For the homocysteine levels, and also for cholesterol, it can remove cholesterol from your blood.
Now, again,
it's an amazing vitamin, but it does make you red and itchy and prickly.
Yeah.
Not comfortable.
We should be, I want to remind you again, be checking with your doctors, too, if you're going to add these supplements to your system. But you're saying, Rachel, niacin's a big one that we may want to consider a supplement for. Sure.
I really feel like almost anyone could benefit from it, and I myself personally am taking something called nicotinamide riboside, which is an even further more coenzymated and isolated form of niacin. It is also flush-free.
Okay.
And there is significant research by many different sources, including some fine universities in the United States and abroad, that indicate that it might be the miracle vitamin of all the bees. So it really does an amazing job of healing and sustaining the health of the mitochondria in your cells. That would be all the mitochondria in all of your cells.
Yes, we're looking at
and
B3.
That's at 500 milligrams a day, and that's kind of an expensive proposition.
But you mentioned twice a day, they've said. 500 milligrams a day twice a day?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
No, that's niacinamide. Nicotinamide riboside or NAD+, or it's also called Niagen. And we're not gonna get into any more names because then we're advertising for some companies. I don't know. I think they don't need the advertising.
You can ask Rachel
at
110 Pharmacy.
That is special vitamin, Bill.
All right, you're
going to be taking it. I'm going to have you taking it.
Okay. my closet's already weighed down with all these
fabulous
things we bought
stuff
at 110 Pharmacy. But my health is great. I'm thankful to
there
that.
You go.
Okay, before our break, pantothenic acid, which is B5. Now, that's a new one on me. B5. Talk to us about pantothenic acid.
Pantothenic acid, also called pantothene, fantastic for your cholesterol and your triglycerides. And that key thing that we talked about at the beginning, that you talked about actually very astutely, is that it helps us to break down certain nutrients, and this would be, in this case, fat, which we need, but it helps us to break it down more efficiently so it doesn't turn into those clogged up, horrifying things that block our heart, those little cholesterol blocks. It helps us to utilize the fat that we need because we need that to feed our brain. We've talked about that many times, and get rid of the garbage from the fat.
You know, interestingly, Rachel, organ meats like kidneys and livers, which repulse a lot of people, those are supposed to be a good source of pantothenic acid, and yet they still help with our cholesterol. Is that a contradiction?
No, it's not entirely. That's like how fatty avocados are.
Yeah, sure.
And
okay.
We know how good they are for our cholesterol and for our heart, for our brain. We know how good they are. You know, it's like fighting fire with fire.
Yeah,
it's an easy way to think about it.
We mention avocados on this program so much. We should get an avocado company that advertised this. They come
up with
constantly.
We should approach one of them. That's a good idea.
So, do you need a supplement for pantothenic acid, or will the
No, you can get pantothenic acid from your diet.
Yeah, okay.
I think that if you're having chronic cholesterol issues and you do not want to take a lot of cholesterol medication, or if the cholesterol medication that you're taking is bothering you, which sometimes happens, leg pain and things like that, you can look at pantothenic acid or pantothene, which is slightly different, but you can, that's similar, and a couple of other key nutrients with it, like a formula, and I sell those, and they're easily found on the internet too.
Okay.
Will help you to bring down your cholesterol, including your triglycerides.
Yeah, so. Well, we're moving along here. Let's we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more of these blessed bees to talk about. We'll
That's
do
a
that.
Lot of them.
Well, we'll do that after this message from 110 Pharmacy. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you. We're dealing with the blessing of the bees, B vitamins. Rachel's my guest. Rachel, we come to B6. Wow, that's a big one. Talk to us about vitamin B6.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of all the bees. But anything that helps with the nervous system and stress-related things, including just plain stressful, anxious feelings, but also oxidative stress and physical stress placed upon the body, B6 is our savior there. And it's a beautiful thing. And I do think it's important with all of these bees, and I know you're going to ask me more questions about it because it's inevitable, but the form that we ingest these B vitamins in is important. First of all, I like a B complex because each one supports the other.
Okay.
But if you're going to do them separately, it's important to look for the best form. And for B6, something called P-5-P, which is short for pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
Okay.
And that is a converted form of B6. It's amazing. It's fantastic for you. And with 50 milligrams, you can get the benefits that you would have to take about 200 milligrams worth of it.
And B6 is probably something we should be looking at supplements for, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can get it in your food. You can. But, you know, what's interesting is over and over again, and, you know, you brought it up, and you can get it from food, but B6 is almost, when I say that it can really save us, it really can. It's almost, you can use it like medicine, and I don't like to say that too much. It's not my thing, but it can really help with an awful lot.
And Rachel, as you read about the more or less rapid depletion of these water-soluble vitamins from your system, am I right that the stresses that we're under, on particularly in our nervous system, our emotional system, doesn't that deplete these B vitamins?
100%.
Yeah, okay.
And you can't go wrong, especially if you use the right form of B vitamins. And something that very few people mention is, while they can help you and while they can help to heal you, they can also make you sick.
Yeah.
So multivitamins. So people will take, they'll say, I can't take a multivitamin because it makes me nauseous or whatever. It's because of the bombardment right. Of the body. We are on too many B vitamins, yeah. And the liver has to process all B vitamins. So what you want to do is get converted Bs. They're also called methylated or coenzymated Bs, B complexes, whatever. Each form, you can find it very easily, and if you ever want me, I'll come back on and give you a list.
Sure. Okay.
But it makes it so much easier to absorb, and that's why it's also good to talk to somebody. There's lots of great people in my profession who will be more than happy to help you to find a
excellent.
B vitamin,
very
single
important.
Or complex, to help you.
Yeah, because as we said in the monologue, we're dealing with a very delicate internal balance here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
B7, biotin.
Oh, biotin.
Talk to us about biotin.
I think that's the most popular one, because everyone is concerned about their hair, right? So everyone takes biotin to make their hair thicker and to keep their hair growing, and it is good for that. It actually is. There's a lot of clinical evidence that proves that it is. I think we need to do it with moderation. I think about 5,000 micrograms or 5 milligrams, same thing, a day, maybe going up to 8,000, but I would not recommend taking 10,000 micrograms, 10 milligrams of an isolated B vitamin like biotin at any time. A lot of companies are doing it because people always have to do overkill, and I don't like that. It's also good for many other things besides your hair and your nails. It helps you to produce energy like all the bees do. Make your body produce its own natural energy without too much coffee.
And here, this brewer's yeast is in this again. This comes up.
It always is. Look at it. And organ meats.
Yeah.
Organ meats and brewer's yeast.
And am I right?
Delicious.
You're really going to get all your bees in the brewer's yeast, correct?
Yes. It is. It's literally a bee complex. And as long as you don't mind the taste, or if you can find a way to like blend it into a shake or something,
sure.
It's a great way to. You can skip your multivitamin if you take your brewer's yeast.
Yeah, my guess is that's going to be top of our list when Margaret and I visit you.
Again. God, I better get some more in. I'll get some more in.
Yeah, that just goes. We do everything whole hog. All right, how about folic acid, B9, folic acid?
That's major. It's especially important for fetal health and anyone who's gone to the doctor while they're pregnant, which hopefully is everyone.
Well, that's if you're a female.
You.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Well, you should go along with your wife.
Very good.
So you'll hear the stress placed on folic acid. It's really important that you get enough of it, and it's very hard to get it from food. I'm sure organ meats is in there, but try telling a pregnant woman to eat some kidneys sometime.
Yeah.
And it's also one of those fortified vitamins, you know, like where you have to take fortified foods. You can get it from dark green leafy vegetables, which we love, and, of course, our favorite brewer's yeast. But I think, especially for fetal health, it's important to take a folic acid supplement.
And Rachel, this
and
is not
there's
just...
there's a form that's new, and it's important that I mention it. It's methylfolate.
Okay,
important.
Methylfolate. But it's not just pregnant women.
Oh, everyone needs it.
Yeah, women of childbearing age should be taking this, correct? Okay, as well as others.
Women of childbearing age, and honestly, everyone should be taking a little extra folic acid because it's fantastic for you.
Okay, so the supplement. I'm sorry, I interrupted you about the supplement. What's the one you recommend?
Oh, methylfolate. And it's important because it keeps your body healthy. It helps you to keep the homocysteine levels in your bloodstream, which can affect your heart and your brain, down. It helps to keep them at a lower level.
Okay.
It also helps an infant growing in its mother to create a beautiful and healthy functioning brain.
Very important,
so
the folic acid.
That's real important.
All right, we've got a little bit of time left. Got to come to B12. That's about as important as B6, correct?
So important. You know, everyone takes B12 first thing in the morning when they get up, and it's usually ingested by, you know, chewing on it or just letting it melt under your tongue. It's called sublingual. And I do it. I don't like the taste of it, but I do it. And it does work, and it gives you this rush of energy and sharpness. You feel sharper, like, you know, you can conquer the world. And that's great, but that's really not all it's for.
Now, is this any type of B12? This was a new
one. No, it needs to be the right form. You know something? I think we need to do a two-parter, Bill.
Okay.
Because we need to talk about the form as opposed to, like, old-fashioned form is cyanocobalamin, and you're only absorbing out of whatever you're taking.
Well, I think we need to do a three-parter. In the third part, you're going to have to tell us how to spell all of these different things.
If I can spell it right myself,
okay,
I will.
Tell us about the B12.
Well, and it's important for other things. So, for one thing, making enough red blood cells, you need B6, B12, and folic acid, along with everyone's favorite iron. But you need to have those three things to actually make the red blood cells, to have enough red blood cells in your body. And you know the importance of that,
sure.
Otherwise we won't be here.
Yeah.
So, and again, the homocysteine levels.
Am I right, important
for cardiovascular health.
Vegans and those on vegetarian diet, don't they have to take a B12 supplement?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because
they don't have to, but they can be weak and tired and have problems. Most of the people that I know who are vegan are really pretty healthy. They're all thin, but they're very, very healthy, and I think I'm jealous. But I kind of feel sometimes like the vegan diet is a little imperfect, you know, because of that.
All right, I'll tell you what we need to do, because our time for interviewing fascinating Rachel is up. So, Will, as I'm working on the schedule for upcoming HealthWise programs, and we've got some fascinating ones coming up, I'm going to try to plug in another one, Rachel, if you'll agree to do it, on how to take these B vitamins. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.
Yes, because we don't want anyone just running out and buying really super strong B vitamins and getting sick.
Right. Well, if you don't want to wait for that program, go visit Rachel at our sponsors, 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. They did sponsor today's program, and you can visit them at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. It is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies, just like they used to be. Mention that you heard us on WLIE 540, and you will receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and also in the nutrition department. And be sure to look for Rachel when you're visiting the nutrition department. You can bring your questions to her. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Also, for those many who are listening through sermonaudio.com and other outlets, we have a toll-free number. I'd invite you to use it, 1-800-599-9963, 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, too. You got to mention WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. We'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.